This is David Ray, the Church of England chaplain on Norfolk Island. Each November on Norfolk Island, the different denominations have Thanksgiving Day services. The churches are filled, and I know particularly in the Church of England Church, our service is filled to overflowing. The notion of Thanksgiving was brought here to Norfolk Island from Pitcairn Island out of a great sense of gratitude for what God has done. Children, of course, from a very early age in all societies are taught to say thank you, but as adults we often outgrow that need to say thank you. Now, I want to consider Thanksgiving in two different ways. One way is what we can call God's common grace, that is, what God does for all people. And then in another way, what God does for his own special people. Now, God bestows many good things on all people, irrespective of who they are. All good gifts come from God. He causes the sun to rise on his enemies as well as his friends. The world, his world, can be enjoyed by all people, no matter who they are, whether they are his Christian people or not. Yet how many people really thank God for this? We mindlessly enjoy God's world and occasionally exploit it greedily, and yet we show no gratitude. It's probably due to a sense of independence we've got. We think that we don't need to thank God for anything, that man is the master of all. No personal God gives us good things, we think to ourselves. Or again, perhaps we're just lazily indifferent to it all. We just never give God a thought. We take the order of the universe for granted, the rain and the sunshine, the intricacies of our own minds and bodies, how wonderfully they're made. All these things we just take for granted. When did you last thank God for your ability to talk, or walk, or think, for your simple existence, the food or the sunlight? We don't like being taken for granted by others. Does God like being taken for granted by us? Like children, we take what's offered without thanks and greedily enjoy it without gratitude. That's one danger that there is. We can reject or not really give thanks for God's common grace. But while God gives all men certain blessings, those who come into right relationship with him by handing over their lives to Jesus, they receive God's special grace. All men enjoy sun and rain, but only those who live in a close relationship with Jesus Christ enjoy eternal life and God's Holy Spirit within them, constant access to God and being part of his family. They're priceless privileges. Do we have them? If not, you need to come to Jesus Christ, acknowledging your need of him to get you right with God. If you've got those privileges, do you take them for granted? Have you ever stopped to reflect what it cost God to bring you into his family? Have you ever stopped to think what life would be like without your certainty that God is your Father and that Jesus lives with you always? That you will never ever perish after this life? If someone were to rescue you from drowning, wouldn't you be grateful? Wouldn't you show your gratitude? Well, if God has saved us at the cost of the suffering of Jesus, his Son, can we just simply say thank you and just forget all about it? How do we show our thanks? We show our thanks in words and acts. Words include prayers of thanks. Begin our prayers to God with thanks and not just greedy requests. Tell others of your gratitude, what Jesus has done for you. Say simple thank yous to him throughout the day. And then we show our thanks with actions. Our whole lives should reflect appreciation of what God's done for us. God wants our obedience. He wants our love. He wants our service. We show that we appreciate him by the way we speak and by the way we live. So let's try to concentrate on the good things that God has given us. Thank God for them. And out of gratitude to God, serve and obey him.